finally, King Soosh and the Hitmen have come back to podcast land to give everyone what they've been clamoring for. I've gotten messages from family. I've gotten tweets from all 50 of my Twitter followers. They want a podcast, and King Soosh and I are going to deliver. We're coming here from Los Angeles near Staples Center at the ESPN Zone. We're here to give you all angles of the Golden State Warriors versus Los Angeles Clippers. We're going to talk about all of the Western Conference playoff matchups. But first, the man that needs no introduction, the man who has 25 Twitter accounts, the one, the only, King Soosh. King Soosh, welcome back to the podcast.
Thank you very much, Hitman. Thank you very much. First off, it's great to be back. It's been way too long, and I'm ready to rock and roll, man. It's just the love for the podcast. So strong, we had to come back and do it again. And we promise you guys this. We will not go this long again without giving you a podcast. Once again, I apologize for that, but once again, we're ready to go. Let's do this.
Let's start with the San Antonio Spurs versus the Dallas Mavericks. The Spurs with the best record in the West and best record in the NBA, over 60 wins against the Mavericks, the eighth seed, just barely squeaked by the Phoenix Suns into the playoffs. The Spurs swept the Mavericks in the regular season, and after coming off a tremendous run in the 2012-2013 season that ended in a Game 7 Finals defeat against the Miami Heat, they're back and they're ready to take what was almost there, except for Ray Allen. So King Soosh, what's your thoughts on the series? Give me a prediction and tell me what you think, man.
I like the Spurs here, honestly. I would say five games. I would say five because you have Dirk. Dirk will give them one game. I think Dirk will win one game for them. And Spurs are just too strong, man. They're well-oiled machine. Pop throws anybody in there, just about anybody on that bench. And they come in, they're ready to perform at a high level. So you got guys like Patty Mills, who last year didn't get much run. He comes in this season. He's playing well. You got Marco Bellinelli. You know, you got a lot of guys who just step in and know their role, play hard, play good team basketball, share the ball. You know, it's the complete basketball team. And when it comes to that, it's hard to beat a team that who focuses on that. So just on that fact alone, I'll go ahead and say Spurs in five. So, Hitman, what do you think about this one?
Yeah, I'm going to say Spurs in six. I'm going to give the Mavericks two games out of respect for Dirk Nowitzki and his illustrious career. Man was setting milestones throughout the entire season. And I say they win game three, and they quite possibly win game four or five to save their series. But ultimately, the Spurs, with the team ball that they play, are going to win out. King Soosh, I got a couple questions for you that I want to run by you on this series. How many different scoring leaders do you think there are going to be for the Spurs? Do you think Tony Parker is going to score the majority of the points every single series, or you think they're going to have a balanced attack?
That's a great question, Hitman. I think they'll definitely have a balanced attack. I can see Tony Parker one night. I can see Daniel Green the next night. Marco Bellinelli, Tim Duncan. And if it, you know, all four or five games, I can see, like I said, anybody could step in any night and take over that night. So I definitely won't be surprised if that's the case.
Yeah, the Spurs are just so deep. We didn't even mention Kawhi Leonard, who was supposed to take over for where the big three left off. And we didn't even, and after not mentioning Kawhi Leonard, we didn't even mention Manu Ginobili, one of the league's best six men and best closers in NBA history. For Dallas, they've got Dirk, and Dirk alone gets you into the playoffs. And then they've got a rejuvenated Monte Ellis. This is actually Monte's first time being a starter in the playoffs, and so personally, there's a lot of expectations. I'm sure he has a lot to prove, given the fact that the Warriors gave up on him and they chose Klay Thompson and Steph Curry over him. So there's going to be some interesting matchups. There's going to be some players that have things to prove, but ultimately, talent triumphs overall, and the Spurs and their scheme are gonna take it home. The next series is the 2-7 matchup. You've got the Oklahoma City Thunder versus the Memphis Grizzlies. The Thunder took 3 games out of 4 against the Grizzlies this year and are looking to avenge a really embarrassing playoff loss last year. King Seuss, what are your thoughts?
I like Memphis a little bit here. I think Memphis does some good things where they can give OKC some problems. But, you know, with Mark Gasol down low and Zach Randolph, those two guys are just grinders, as we all know. I think just on that fact alone, they can give some problems, like I mentioned. But when you get guys like Kevin Durant, who's arguably the best player on the planet, I think he surpassed LeBron James. And guys like Russell Westbrook, Thabo Sefolosha, who's a defensive specialist. Just on those couple aspects, like I mentioned, OKC's going to be too strong for Memphis here. So I'll go ahead and say my prediction is OKC in 6.
Yeah, I agree that OKC is going to win in 6 games. I think the future MVP and a healthy Russell Westbrook are going to be too much for the Grizzlies. The Grizzlies have kind of been in a transition this year, kind of adjusting to a new coach, dealing with the loss of Marc Gasol, and I believe Mike Conley was injured for a little while. And the Thunder have something to prove. They don't really have much to show for all the wins. They went to the finals 1 year. And other than that, it's been disappointment after disappointment. So I think this is finally the year where KD and Russell Westbrook put it together and go really, really deep into the playoffs. We're going to transition over to the 4-5 matchup now. We got the Portland Trail Blazers against the Houston Rockets. Houston Rockets are the 4 seed after winning tiebreakers that we're not smart enough to to comprehend. Portland and Houston had the same record. Houston gets home court advantage. I'm going to go ahead and take this one first. I like Houston in 7 games. I think the experience of James Harden and Dwight Howard is going to be a little bit too much for the first-timers in Damian Lillard and LaMarcus Aldridge as the true number one on his team. Remember back when he was in the playoffs, Brandon Roy was the best player on their team. And he took a little bit of pressure off of LaMarcus Aldridge. So for that, I'm going to say it's going to be a fun, offensively exciting series, but experience is going to triumph in this one, and the Rockets are going to take it in 7. King Soosh, I hear you have a different opinion than me.
Yeah, I do. In this series, I'll go ahead and go with Portland, and Portland in 6. I think Damian Lillard in his matchup is really highly favored against Houston's point guards, and I think LaMarcus Aldridge is ready to take the next step in his career and to show the world that he can perform under, you know, the bright lights in the playoffs.
So don't think that Patrick Beverley is going to get under Damian Lillard's skin?
That's a good question as well. As we all know, he's a pest. He's a tough guy. But I think Damian Lillard's talent and skill, ranks him, as a top-tier point guard in the NBA. So I'm going to go ahead and say he'll give him problems, but Damian Lillard will overcome those and have a great series. And another reason why I picked Portland to win this series is I think, as we all know, Dwight Howard's free-throw problems that he's had in his whole career, I think that's going to come back and bite him in the ass.
This is a family podcast, King Soosh.
Oh, I'm sorry about my language. But anyways, like I said, he'll shoot about 40 to 50% from the free throw line. And in the playoffs, as we all know, every point matters, especially the late in games, because we know these two teams are very similar when it comes to, talent, matchup. Everything will come down to the fine tuning and you know, closing out games and last possession. So I think that's going to come back and haunt Dwight Howard and the playoff run for the Rockets.
Yeah, I wouldn't call the Rockets playoffs this year a run. I think whoever plays them in the second round is probably going to destroy them based on the Rockets' defensive liabilities. I just like them in this series. Like I said before, it's going to be close, but I'll take them in seven purely based on home court advantage. Now we're going to transition over to the series that, you know, we're in Los Angeles right now. We're so excited that we flew in 2 days ago just to be here, just to enjoy the sights and the sounds of Staples Center. It's the Bay versus LA. The Golden State Warriors take on the Los Angeles Clippers. And I know King Soosh feels really passionate about this, so I'm going to let him take it first. It's all you, man.
First off, I'd like to say, Dub Nation, we out here, man. Dub Nation, let's get it. We got this, man. Let's do it. But anyways,
so do you want to impart some objective analysis, or are you going to continue to say Dub Nation throughout the entire podcast?
You know what? I would love to say Dub Nation the whole time, but I'm going to go ahead and give you some insights.
Okay.
But you know, I'm really excited for this series. It's going to be a fantastic series. I think it'll be the best first round matchup in the playoffs. You got two teams that hate each other. You got two great point guards. You got scoring. You got tough guys. You got a lot of different aspects when it comes to this series. And I think the play of Steph Curry is going to be critical in this series. Definitely with the loss of Andrew Bogut, who's their big man, obviously, and that's going to hurt the Warriors in this series big time. But
yeah, let me interrupt you for a second, King Soosh. Andrew Bogut has a broken rib and is doubtful for the entire playoffs. The rib is broken in a place where if he does play, he has a chance to puncture his lung. So he's out. And so the Warriors core five, or the full squad that they've been hashtagging through the entire year, is going to have to take a back seat. King Soosh, sorry to interrupt you. Go ahead.
Yeah, you're right. You're definitely right. With the loss of Andrew Bogut, like you mentioned, it's going to hurt the Warriors. But I do think they have enough to win this series. But all that depends on the play of Steph Curry. And if guys like Klay Thompson could stay consistent throughout the whole series, and if the bench shows up. As we all know, the Clippers have a great deep bench. They have great point guard play. They have a great power forward. They have a good defensive center. You know, it's going to be a really tough matchup for us. So, Hitman, so what do you think about this series the Warriors got with the Clippers?
Yeah, I think it's going to be the marquee series of the playoffs, first round anyways, and I enjoy this matchup. I think Steph Curry versus Chris Paul pits the two best point guards against one another, and I think it's going to be Clippers in seven. I don't think either team is going to win on each other's home court. And for the sheer fact of home court advantage, like in the Rockets and Blazers series, I'm going to take the Clippers. I wouldn't be surprised or shocked if the Warriors win the series, because they have enough talent with Steph Curry, David Lee, Klay Thompson to make an impact. But we'll have to see with the loss of Andrew Bogut and the toughness and determination and grit if Jermaine O'Neal is able to replace that. I do like Maurice Spates, but he doesn't give them what Andrew Bogut gave them. All right, so that does it for the Western Conference playoff matchups. To recap, I've got the Spurs, OKC, Clippers, and Houston, and King Soosh has got the Spurs, OKC, Warriors, and Blazers. So we differ on the 3-6-4-5 matchups. We are going to touch briefly on the Eastern Conference, because there is another half to this playoff tournament. So we're just going to give our predictions here. We don't really want to talk about the East. We're not big fans of the East. They've been bad for a long time. Atlanta versus Indiana. I like Indiana in five games. Miami-Charlotte. I think Miami's going to sweep Charlotte. I think Charlotte he's just happy to be in the playoffs, and Michael Jordan gets a couple games revenue for the playoffs. Brooklyn-Toronto. Toronto is up and coming, but I like Brooklyn in this series. I like Brooklyn in six. Washington-Chicago. I like Chicago in seven games. I think the defense is going to be a little bit too much. King Sush, your thoughts on the Eastern Conference playoffs?
I like the, in the 1-8 series, I like the Indiana Pacers. They're just the one seed. They're a pretty good team. So I'll go ahead and go with that. In the 2-7 matchup, I like the Miami Heat, defending champs against Charlotte, first time in the playoffs in many, many years. This is a pretty easy one. Like I said, let's go Miami in this one. In the 3-6 matchup, I like Brooklyn. I think Brooklyn, this is why the team was put together for this playoff run. I think in this particular series, it'll work to their advantage because Toronto is a pretty young team. I think Brooklyn comes out, wins this series, and loses the next series, whatever they face. But in this one, like I said, I like Brooklyn. In the 4-5 series, I guess the Chicago-Washington series, this will be a great series. I think Washington's going to do a lot of great things. They're going to John Wall. They got a lot of good talent over there. But I think Tom Thibodeau and the Chicago Bulls are going to win this series. They're just too gritty. Noah, you know, those guys out there are just going to play tough and, you know, grind out all these wins and just go to the next round. So those are my predictions when it comes to the Eastern Conference.
Thank you, sir. And there you have it for King Sush and Hitman's first round of the NBA Playoffs Predictions podcast. That's a lot to say in one sentence. We're definitely going to be back. We might even be back to break down the weekend's matchups, depending on how our schedules go as we're trying to make our millions and live the lavish life. But we'll definitely be back for the conference semifinals. This is the Hitman signing off. King Sush, any last words?
King Sush here again. It was a great time on the podcast. Like Hitman said, we'll be back. Thanks for listening. Tune in. This will be up on your on the Twitters, on the Facebooks,
Snapchats. We're going to be everywhere. We're going to be on WhatsApp. We're going to Instagram this shit. Yeah. We're going to be live, local, late breaking. We're out here in LA. We're going to go party with some models. Peace.
Peace. Good night, guys.